Last week, I attended a workshop entitled Active Hope, designed for people who care about the environment and want to make a difference without burning out. Early on, we each expressed gratitude for something we had experienced earlier that day. We described a place that was magical for us as a child and what we love about being alive on Earth now. This created a really positive energy in the room. We then talked about our concerns for the environment and how they made us feel. The difference in the atmosphere was remarkable. Being cheerful and optimistic doesn't just change how I feel and how effective I can be. It may also have an impact on the people around me. I believe that we mustn't ignore the wrongs and suffering around us, but we need to be aware of how these problems can push us into a state of despair and powerlessness. George Fox, one of the earliest Quakers, advised us as follows. Let your manner and actions inspire and instruct the people around you. Then you will come to walk cheerfully over the world, answering that of God in everyone. In other words, when we recognize and respond to the divine spark in other people, it inspires and nourishes us. So it seems to me that leading a good life has two elements. Firstly, being cheerful and radiating love, sweetness and light. And secondly, facing up to what is wrong and doing something useful about it.